a lot of complaints from everyday people about the way furries act in public. There's always some horror story about public fucking and farting in elevators, and people are just pissed off at the way some furries act. Some furs even complain about it, you know? So, well, I happen to have a few ideas on this that I thought I might share with y'all's asses. You see, I was at this furry convention, okay? Because sometimes furry conventions will write to me and they'll say, "Hey, too, come to our convention and squeeze the language from your face because people will go haha." So I go to the convention and I squeeze the language and people go haha. And then after that, I just get drunk and stagger around the place all weekend. So I was walking around the hotel, just taking a little stroll to air out my nutsack, you know? My nuts just suck all of the oxygen out of my pants, and so I had to get a little bit of a breeze going on over the spooge boulders, you know? And so I'm doing that, and I see this fur walking around in the lobby with no shoes on. Here's a fur with no shoes on, and just wandering around barefoot in the lobby, you know, like it's Enter Captain Caveman, stage left or something, you know? This is a business establishment. This is like a 4-star hotel in the middle of a major city. There are world-famous restaurants here. People who have Jesus Christ on their payroll are getting out of limousines in the front, and Jethro over here is wandering around fresh off the fucking retard plantation. So I'm like, well, Jesus tits, how about that? And I looked around, and over here was another fur, and steam was coming off this motherfucker, okay? He smelled like Janet Reno looks. He smelled like hot dog farts and Auschwitz, okay? Flies were buzzing around him so they could get high. You could have skimmed the grease off this dude and made candles. It was that bad. I mean, forget a bath here. This guy needed to be fucking sandblasted. So I'm like, well, good Christ nuts in a coffee can. How about that? And then suddenly there was this other guy who was talking loudly and screaming and cursing in front of hotel guests and little children and without even... Oh, wait, that was me. Whoopsie! But so there were normal people in there too, right? Normal hotel guests who just thought they were checking into a classy hotel, and now they're standing around looking like they just wandered into the middle of some butt sex in an Italian prison. They're in a hotel, you know? They didn't expect this shit. It'd be like if you landed in the Land of Oz and a midget ran up your arm and put his dick in your ear. That might just piss you off a little, you know? To just suddenly have dwarf cum in your brain. So they're all freaking out. You could see that they were obviously pretty goddamn offended at all these creepy furs wandering around. So you know what I did? Check this out. I gotta tell you what I did. I did nothing! Nothing! Well, besides laughing, I laughed. And then my balls, they started laughing too. And me and my balls had a good laugh. I think my ass even let loose a chuckle. And then I turned around and I went back upstairs. I didn't do a damn thing. You know why? Because as far as I'm concerned, society can cram their delicate sensibilities right up their ass. Fuck these people if they don't like it. That's what I think. They can go straight to hell and bite a big chunk out of the devil's ass for all I care. That's right. I said I don't care. You tell me furries behave badly in public and I will say, guess what? You can lick my dick cheese because I don't fucking care. In fact, it amuses the happy shit out of me. Now, there is a reason for this, you know. I don't just get off on seeing my own fandom act like a colony of jolly stank Buddhas. That does not cause any happy in my pants, believe me. I don't like it at all. But I want you to think about this for a minute. Furries have always been rejected by society. A person can be passionate about stamp collecting, airplane engines, the fucking corn content of a pile of shit. But as soon as someone is a fan of cartoon animals, then get them the fuck out. And they're tossed into the ditch of eternal social fuck you and left to rot. Their family rejects them, their friends reject them, and they wind up living in a basement somewhere, and their computer is the only thing they have left to talk to. All society ever taught them was how to be rude, intolerant, and cruel, because that's the way society treated them. Now, suddenly, you're in a hotel, and you're standing in the middle of a bunch of creepy furs that your society has summarily rejected, and you're gonna complain that they're not following the rules of that very same society? You're gonna actually have the rocks to bitch that these people you fucked over aren't bending over backwards to make sure you're comfortable? Fuck! Ew! Just have about 12 buckets of fuck you, okay? And then you can mix them with some eat shit. Then you can stick them in the oven and bake yourself a big suck my dick casserole. As far as I'm concerned, you created this monster, and if you don't like it, you can just fucking deal with it. You want to talk about fucked up culture? Let's talk about soccer moms who make their living from lawsuits. Let's talk about crooked politicians. Let's talk about people who walk around in a suit and tie and carry a briefcase filled with seminar badges, corporate takeovers, and half-eaten sandwiches made out of the hopes and dreams of every poor sap they had to fuck to get to their throne in middle fucking management. And now you're gonna gonna come to me and say, "Well, I got in the elevator with this furry, and he pulled down his pants and farted semen on me." You know what, bitch? It looks good on you. You can wear it to your fucking funeral, because I'd like to see every last one of you fuckers die. I'm gonna pick up a knife and stab each and every one of you fuckers in the throat, and you know what? Nobody will fucking miss you. So the next time you people out there in our wonderful mundane society find yourselves wrinkling your nose at someone because they don't seem to know exactly how to fit in, you might stop and remind yourselves that you didn't give enough of a shit about him to show him the rules in the first place. Therefore, in my opinion, the next time you have a complaint about the behavior of some furry fans out there, you can just shut the fuck up. This is to your socially unacceptable ranting Griffin, and that's all I have to say about that.